I already told you I got eaten by coyotes. You needn't bother to listen anymore. You kept listening, didn't you? And by now, you figured out that I wasn't actually eaten alive by hungry cannibals, and the story isn't over yet. But it might have turned out that way if... You won't believe this. I didn't believe it either, but it happened. Okay, I was backed into a corner and surrounded by Rip and Snort, who were all set to start supper. Things looked real bad for yours truly. Well, all of a sudden, a bird-like object poked its head out of a hole in the embankment. The bird-like object resembled, well, a bird, you might say. In fact, it was a bird. An owl. A little owl. Huh? Holy smokes! It was Madam Moonshine, the witchy little owl. The soggy condition of her eyes suggested that she had just awakened from a nap.
Excuse me, but by any chance, are you an owl?
An owl? No, I don't think so.
How strange. I could have sworn that I heard an owl hooting.
Oh, that? No, it was just the Coyote Brothers singing a song about how they don't give a hoot.
My goodness. I thought that coyotes howled and owls hooted. Now you're telling me that coyotes hoot. I suppose the next thing you'll tell me is that owls howl.
No, I don't think... Hey, madam, I've got a small problem I need to discuss with you.
Did you realize that owl plus H equals howl? I find mathematical relationships so fascinating, don't you? And speaking of you...
She blinked her eyes and stared at me.
My goodness, unless I'm still dreaming, you are Hank the Rabbit.
Hank the Cowdog, ma'am, head of...
And shame on you for waking me up!
Let me get right to the point, madam. These coyotes are fixing to eat me, and if you've got one trick left in your bag of tricks, I'd be mighty grateful if you'd pull it out real quick. She smiled.
Quick trick. Did you realize that quick minus QU plus TR equals trick? Oh, these universal principles are so wonderful. Everything is related, you see, which means that we're all relatives.
Madam, please hurry.
But if all things are relative, then nothing is actually related. Oh, it's all so wonderful, but so confusing.
Madam, those coyotes are planning to eat me.
Coyotes? Oh, yes, coyotes. Are these the same coyotes who hoot?
They're the same coyotes who don't give a hoot.
Oh, then I was mistaken. I thought you said they were some sort of hooting coyotes.
Well, yes, they were hooting, but they were hooting about how they don't give a hoot. She shook her head and sighed.
I'm confused. How can one hoot when one doesn't give a hoot?
Never mind the hoots, madam. They're going to eat me.
Oh, rubbish. Surely they wouldn't.
She saw their fangs and drooling lips and sparkling yellow eyes.
My goodness. On second thought, I think you have a point. They do look threatening.
Right. And when they're finished eating me, they're liable to be looking for a dessert with feathers on it.
All at once, her eyes popped wide open.
I think we have just moved out of the realm of abstraction, Hank. And yes, we do need a trick. Quick!
Thank you, madam, and please hurry.
She closed her eyes and concentrated. By this time, the Coyote Brotherhood had gotten close enough so that I was getting a much better look at their bloodshot eyes than I wanted.
I've got it! Timothy will save us.
She stuck her head back into her cave and called,
Timothy? Timothy, come here at once. We are under siege.
You remember Big Tim, Madam Moonshine's personal bodyguard? He was a great big, huge, nasty-looking 6-foot diamondback rattlesnake. And boy, do I dislike great big huge snakes. And boy, did I have a hard time sitting still when he came crawling out of the cave and coiled up between me and Madam. He flicked his tongue out at me, and in what I would describe as a weak voice, I managed to say, "Hey, Tim, how's it going, partner? Because I'm scared of snakes, see? Just don't like them at all. I mean, I don't allow rattlesnakes around headquarters, and I've killed my share of them in the yard. But I'd never tangled with one even half as big as Timothy. And fellers, Timothy was pretty much free to come and go as he pleased on my ranch. Biggest rattlesnake I'd ever seen. And hey, when he flicked that tongue out at me, the thought of being eaten by coyotes lost some of its sting, so to speak. Madam, do you suppose you could point your snake in the right direction? He's staring at me, and my ma always told me to be careful around loaded snakes."
"Oh, rubbish. He wouldn't. Timothy, you naughty snake. Stop glaring at Hank, and stop sticking your tongue out at him. Shame on you. The enemy is over there."
She pointed a wing at the Coyote Brotherhood. Big Tim gave me one last glare, and I'm almost sure that he curled his lip at me, too, and swung around to face the approaching barbarians. That made me feel much better. I mean, my favorite rattlesnake pal was fixing a clean house on Rip and Snort, and I was all set to enjoy the show. Madam stood erect and addressed the brothers.
"Excuse me, my name is Madam Moonshine, and this is my cave. I have a few words to speak to you."
The brothers stopped and grinned at each other. Madam went on with her speech.
"I'm sorry to tell you this, but I do not allow ruffians near my cave. Now shoo and scat."
They didn't move.
"I shall say it one more time. Shoo and scat."
They didn't move.
"Very well, you leave me no choice. Unless you leave at once, I shall have to resort to drastic measures."
They just sat there, staring and grinning. Madam continued.
"I perceive that you're not familiar with the different species of serpent, so let me warn you that Timothy is a registered skull and crossbones, turbo diamondback rattlesnake. He is trained to attack. His venom has been tested and certified by the Bureau of Terrible Things. He is armed with 2 9-millimeter Uzi fully automatic fangs with silencers and infrared detection devices which enable him to perform his duties in total darkness. He is capable of striking a target in 0.13858 seconds and..."
She smiled.
"We have never had the opportunity to time him on a second strike. We keep losing our targets after one shot."
She patted him on the head and turned back to the coyotes.
"And now you may leave. I wish you a happy snowstorm and good day."
The brothers didn't leave. What they did kind of surprised me. They started laughing. They fell over on their backs and rolled in the snow and kicked their legs in the air, yipped and hollered and hooted and howled, got a heck of a big laugh out of Madam's speech. Hey, I had always suspected that those guys were a couple of bales short of a full load of brains, but laughing at Big Tim set a new record for dumb. Snort jumped to his feet and shook the snow off of his coat.
"Ah! Coyote ready for play with snake. Does that mean that you won't be leaving? Ah, send snake for big fun in snow. Very well, you have been warned."
Madam Moonshine swiveled her head around to Big Tim.
"Timothy, go teach the ruffians a lesson. Charge, tally-ho."
Tim zipped his head around and glared at me again. "Don't point that thing at me, you, Mr. Timothy. In other words, please go get the coyotes. If you please, that is." He stuck out his tongue at me one last time. I told you he couldn't be trusted. And he went slithering out to rout the barbarian hordes. I couldn't help admiring the way that snake moved. I mean, not only was he huge, but he was also quick. I figured it wouldn't take old Timothy long to... You know, I'd almost forgotten just how tough Rip and Snort were. I've said before that they loved a good brawl above all other things, even eating. And they were no more afraid of that snake than if he'd been a big worm. You know what they did? While Tim hissed and coiled and struck and put on a demonstration of his Uzi Turbo, whatever it was, Rip and Snort simply dodged and weaved and kept out of his fangs, laughing and hooting all the while. And then, you know what they did? When old Tim ran out of Turbo, Snort picked him up in his jaws and pitched him to Rip. And I'll just be darned if they didn't play pass and touch right there in the midst of the blizzard, using Timothy the Turbo Worm as their football. I had suspected all along that Timothy was just a big windbag. He sure hadn't impressed me much. Well, I looked at Madam Moonshine, and she looked at me. She was the first to speak.
They're playing football with my bodyguard.
Yes, and having a pretty good time, I'd say. Did you have any other ideas for getting us out of this mess?
I'm afraid not, unless...
She stared at me with her big owlish eyes.
Is there any reason why we're sitting here watching this disgraceful folly when we could probably pick up and leave?
I shot a glance at the brothers. Snort was running a deep post pattern, and Rip was winding up to throw the bomb. They were moving farther and farther away from us. No, by George. In his own peculiar way, old Timothy just might have saved our bacon. On the other hand, his own bacon seems to be up for grabs, so to speak. She sniffed at that.
Timothy will survive. Whether or not he will keep his job is another question. I had expected dramatic results, but of a different sort. Shall we go?
Yes, let's. And with that, we turned to the west and went streaking up the creek. Don't forget, I still had an important mission to accomplish.